Citizens of Canada's largest city are furious at the World Health Organization's declaration yesterday that because of SARS, Toronto is too dangerous to visit unless absolutely necessary. Officials stress that new cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome have fallen sharply. NPR's Richard Knox is in Toronto. He reports that the city's epidemic looks very different from the inside.
In the 42nd day of Toronto's SARS epidemic, 50 public health nurses staff a phone bank on the 10th floor of the city's public health department, answering thousands of questions from an anxious public, like, is it safe to ride the bus?
Well, most people haven't been riding a bus. We don't have a lot of people riding around town with SARS. There was one nurse who thought she had it and she went to the hospital.
The caller has read that the nurse got sick with SARS while riding the train to work, potentially infecting fellow commuters. That's the kind of headline that makes the SARS hotlines light up. The hotline nurses are trained to listen closely for what one official calls bingo moments, when a possible lead to a new case opens up.
That's what we're trying to do, is to contain it. So that's why we're having people, if they have symptoms, to call us. And then we go through it and we say, okay, what are your symptoms? Where were you? What contact did you have with what people?
Down on the health department's fifth floor, SARS Task Force Coordinator Liz Jansen is convening the daily meeting. Among the dozen health bureaucrats, the mood is somber.
Just, we're going to set up a new protocol to help conferences know that they can come here and conventions, and reinforce that it is fine to come to Toronto, and then Sheila will...
Next on the agenda is Sheila Basra, Toronto's top public health doctor. Part of her job these days is reassuring major film studios and convention bookers that Toronto is safe. But she tells the group she didn't feel that way just a short time ago.
I didn't feel comfortable in saying to these outside organizations that it's fine to come to Toronto when we didn't know what this next cycle was going to bring us. But in fact, it has not brought us another wave of community cases. It has unfortunately brought us additional cases in high-risk settings within hospitals, but that's a very contained environment.
Today it's the nurses and doctors caring for hospitalized SARS patients who are getting sick, not average citizens. Tomislav Svoboda is a health department epidemiologist, a doctor who tracks epidemics. He pulls out the latest chart of SARS cases.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is what we call an epidemiological curve, or an epi curve for short. And we look at the number of cases in each day, or the number of cases who have an onset of their symptoms each day.
The curve looks like a child's drawing of the Rocky Mountains. Starting in late February, it was flat for some days as new SARS cases came along one or two at a time. Then in late March, it spiked, went down, spiked again, and again. At the peak, Toronto was counting 10 new SARS cases a day.
And now we're kind of looking at a rapid drop in the number of cases at this point in time.
Svoboda thinks the chart traces the success of the large-scale quarantine measures Toronto has employed over the past month. It was less than 2 weeks ago that health officials thought the epidemic was about to get out of control. Basra says that's when they discovered SARS had deeply infiltrated a 500-member religious group called the BLD Covenant Community, affecting about 30 members.
At that point, we thought, my goodness, if you can have transmission at a prayer group meeting, where maybe we can have transmission at dinner parties, maybe we can have transmission in public parks. We've not seen it before, but if this can happen, who knows what might happen next week? What will the future bring?
Basra ordered the entire religious community into 10 days of home quarantine. That quarantine expired this week without any new cases. Almost all the city's other 6,500 quarantined citizens have also returned to normal life. And so far, no new cases have shown up from the commuting nurse or at a condominium where officials feared a large Hong Kong-style outbreak. So Basra finds it ironic that the WHO is now declaring Toronto unsafe for visitors.
I would not have been surprised if they'd issued it a week ago, because at this point, as compared with a week ago, we are not seeing further transmission within community settings.
It's too soon to say the SARS threat to the wider community is past, Basra says, but the signs are currently pointing that way. That's why she thinks the economically devastating WHO travel warning is unjustified. Undoubtedly, most people here agree. But one doctor who's just recovering from SARS herself has a different perspective. She says it's dangerous to underestimate this virus. So sometimes an overreaction is a reasonable reaction. Richard Knox, NPR News, Toronto.